Our top story for this broadcast, a 14-year-old Pakistani student has become the latest victim of targeted attacks against Shia Muslims in the rest of Northwest. The boy succumbed to his injuries sustained in a bomb attack in Ibrahim Zai area of Hangu district in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. Such incidents are usually blamed on the Al-Qaeda and its offshoots. According to Human Rights Watch, more than 800 people have been killed in targeted attacks against Shia Muslims in Pakistan since 2012. We're now joined by our correspondent, Javed Rana, who's with us from Islamabad. Javed, please update us on this incident that took place in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa.
Well, an incident happened in the Hangu district, area which is dominated by the Shia population. But this is the particular area which has been the scene of sectarian violence in the past. Incidents of this nature has not been so unusual. But targeting schools or killing students, that is somewhat rare. It seems that perhaps the target itself was the school, or perhaps there was an attempt to kill so many students. It is a sort of a sectarian war in this part of Pakistan, particularly going on for last several decades. But that is not the case in the rest of the country. After 9/11, this kind of sectarian violence has been spreading all over Pakistan. But let me tell you, this sectarian violence is restricted to the groups. It is not restricted to in the society. People, Shia and Sunni, both, they have been intermarriages in Pakistan. There is no that kind of clashes that we've seen between the militant groups. But generally in Pakistan, some of the groups which are blamed to have some sort of linkages with Taliban, they are held responsible. But Taliban are not the only factor who are perpetrating violence in Pakistan. There are so many other internal and external forces who have been behind the violence. They have been killing Shia, they have been killing Sunni, they have been killing many other minority ethnic groups. So it is a kind of a situation, one might call it a messy situation in Pakistan, which is right now in after 9/11.
Javed, is the army doing enough, or in other words, is the army meeting the expectations of these minority groups with regards to security against these attacks that take place so often?
Well, I think the army has complicated the situation. Whenever there was military operation against the Taliban in Pakistan's tribal region, net result has been that in most of the cases, the civilian have been killed. The Taliban, they managed to flee away. Sometimes they fled to Afghanistan, sometimes they fled to other parts of region. They managed to escape themselves, but unfortunately, in the collateral damages, the civilians have been killed, and all these such military operations against Taliban, who were suspected not only killing security personnel, but also killing the what they were involved in sectarian violence, they managed to escape whenever there is a military operation against them. In the mainland, in mainstream of Pakistan, there have been some sort of security operations against some of the pro-Taliban militant groups in Pakistan, but the net result has been zero because government has not been able to secure any conviction because of lack of evidence that could be presentable in the court of law.
Thank you very much, Javed. Press TV's Javed Rana joining us from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.